That's right. It's 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Wherever you're at in the world, that's what time it is. Okay? That means it's time for the Geyer Cook Report. So let's go look at the show notes to get there. Easy done. Go to the geyercookreport.podbean, that's P-O-D-B-E-A-N, just like it sounds, .com, and that'll be the image that you see over here, okay? And if you're seeing this image, that means you went to youtube.com, White Geyer Cook, and once I get the edit done, and this is live on there. So, bear with me as I try to explain the B2B report for today. The Geyer Cook Report is going to share 10 tried and true tips. So rather than do an experiment, do something that maybe this will work, maybe not. Do something that's already been done, that we know it works. And we found this post a year ago at bizwarriors.com. And I went and looked. By God, it's still good. The link will look like this. Okay? And that takes you to the episode from January the 19th of 2017. And if you go right here to the link for 10 tried and true tips on building better B2B relationships, it's going to click and the blog at Biz Warriors comes up, and there we have it. 10 tried and true trips. Let's take a look at what those are so we're not here forever. Be transparent about what you need and what you want. In your B2B relationships, these are not customers. Think of them more as partners, people that are going to give you as much as you give them. It's a mutually benefit. We've heard the phrase win-win, and this is what it will be, as you both come out of it with feeling like, hey, I got something out of that relationship, that partnership worked. And if it fails, learn from why it failed. The more times that you fail at B2B relationships, the better you'll get at making long-term relationships that work. Okay? Build relationships at all levels. It might just be a little tiny, have lunch once a year, catch up. Or it might be that you talk to the national program director once a month, once a week, whatever it takes to get the job done. Leverage your social media. Leveraging a public platform not only solidifies your B2B relationship, but also brings customers into the picture more naturally. The more you're transparent, the more that they know and trust your business, the more likely you are to be not just a looker. Make them go into the realm of being a conversion rather than just being someone that's kicking the tires. Well, gee, it would be nice if I worked with you, but I don't think I want to. And overcome that. You can look through the rest of these at your leisure. There's 10 of them. Important, this last one, put partnerships on paper. When you get to the point of you got to sign a non-disclosure agreement or make sure that everybody is on the same page by putting things on paper. I learned years ago, I did a relationship with a company in Alaska. Did kind of a handshake deal. Never again. So, let's go back and take a look at the show notes. One of the things I keep forgetting to say is that your contact guy is right here at the top of the page. If you're going to the episodes, there's a contact guy link, and I've got a number of things under that link, but the one that you click on to contact guy, it's going to send me an email. And if you're on mobile, that works a little bit differently, but you're still going to get to me. Okay? So, scroll down through this a little bit. We thank everyone for being a patron. We can't do this without patrons. We show the utmost adoration and appreciation for your patronship. Is that a word? Patronship? Patronage, maybe, is the word I want. Okay, but anyway, there's a link there that you can check out other episodes of the Guyer Cook Report. We've got over 350. There might be one or two pearls in that oyster called the collection. And the links to the credits is right there. If you go and click on that link, the credits for the Guyer Cook Report come up. And, of course, we again thank you for listening to the Guyer Cook Report. We sure appreciate you taking a minute out of your day to give us some air. The blog.guyercookonlineservices.com, that's where these show notes are happening. The main website, guyercookonlineservices.com. Subscribe to the podcast at podbean.com. And if you're not set up with Podbean, get an account there. They've got a great app for mobile users to work on both Apple or the Android devices. We've got links for iTunes, for YouTube, how to rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcast. And so let's get back up to the top. Oh, wait, before we go to the top, almost forgot. Thanks to Fraser Ramsey. Thanks to Eileen Smith. Thanks to the group Friends Just Chatting, a Facebook group I belong a part of. A number of good things came out of that. Some of the things are not so good. Like, well, I was in there yesterday, and Mike says, well, you're watching the new episodes of Vikings. Well, guess who stayed up till well past 11 o'clock last night watching Vikings, binge watching. So, sometimes not so good. But it's a great group of people. Talk about things from all over the world. So, you have a good week. We'll see you tomorrow. This has been the Guyer Cook Report, B2B Thursday. And hope that you've tried out some of those tried and true tips on building better B2B relationships that we talked about today. And in closing, I simply say those three words. It's a wrap.